March 15, ask in faith. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. Mark 11:24. If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to them that ask him? Matthew 7:11. These gifts are freely given to us by God. Oh, how weak is our faith, that we do not avail ourselves of the rich, glorious promises of God. It is his nature to bestow his gifts upon us. All wise and all powerful, he will give liberally to all who ask in faith. He is more merciful, more tender, more patient, and loving than any earthly parent. The believer in Christ is consecrated to high and holy purpose, called according to God's purpose, set apart by divine grace, invested with Christ's righteousness, imbued with the Holy Spirit, offering up the sacrifices of a broken and contrite heart. The true believer is indeed a representative of the Redeemer. Upon such a worshiper God looks with delight. He will let his light shine into the chambers of the mind and into the soul temple. If men, when they lack wisdom, will go to their closets in prayer and ask wisdom from him who gives to all men liberally and upbraids not, the promise is, it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. James 1:5-6. Show a firm, undeviating trust in God. Be ever true to principle, waver not. All things are possible to those that believe. No one coming to the Lord in sincerity of heart will be disappointed. How wonderful it is that we can pray effectually, that unworthy erring mortals possess the power of offering their request to God. What higher power can man require than this to be linked with the infinite God? Feeble, sinful man has the privilege of speaking to his Maker. We utter words that reach the throne of the monarch of the universe. We pour out our heart's desire in our closets. Then we go forth to walk with God, as did Enoch.